91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Yes, Eric Clapton with Don't Go to Strangers from the album Balois Session, or is it Balois? I don't know, but it was recorded in Switzerland November 14th, 2013, and released as the Bawaz session. That was Don't Go to Strangers, Eric Clapton and Friends. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. Everything we play tonight is going to have Eric Clapton on it. It's going to either be by him or Cream or Derek and the Dominoes or somebody that has Eric Clapton on it, including the Eric influence tonight, because he did duets with a lot of the people that he influenced. So, hey, we're going to do a trivia question, or no, it's not trivia. How can it be trivia? It's the question of the week. I changed that a while back, because this is anything but trivial. Basically, if you remember, what year was it, 92, 93? I forget the year, but there was a year that Eric Clapton won 6 Grammys. Now, personally, I pay zero attention to award ceremonies that have to do with art. I don't get it. And it means nothing to me, so I never remember this stuff. And I had to look this up, actually, because it, you know, whatever. But it was interesting that he won so many Grammys, and it was split between one album and 2 songs. One song won more than the other. So if you could name either the album or one of the 2 songs that won Grammys that year, that the year that he won 6 Grammys, 908-852-4545. 908-852-4545. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you can win a gift card to Piggy's Deli and Bagels in Hackettstown, New Jersey. So we're going to carry on now with something from Derek and the Dominoes. This is a long one.
Yeah.
Yes. Derek and the Dominoes with Got to Get Better in a Little While from the In Concert double album released in 1971. Hey, this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And we're streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And we did get several, or at least two, I think, correct answers to the question of the week. So if you could, you want to call and request something or just talk, that's okay. But we're done with taking answers. So somebody got the gift card already. So we're going to take a break now. We're going to come back with the Eric influence.
They came to L.A. They played in clubs along Sunset Strip. They became legends. I'm Carol Bernotis, and I play their music every Sunday evening at 6 on 6 Degrees with Carol. This noteworthy group includes Buffalo Springfield, Eagles, Jackson Browne, Joni Mitchell, Warren Zevon, Linda Ronstadt, and the great bands that back them. Tune in Sunday evenings at 6 for 6 Degrees with Carol on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Dr. Gary Vandervliet of Advanced Dental Care of West Morris, located in Hastings Commons on Schooley's Mountain Road in Hackettstown. Dr. Vandervliet offers a variety of dental services, including dental implants, single-visit crowns, and cosmetic dentistry. More information available at thehightechdentist.com or by phone, 908-852-8858.
Would you like to accelerate your career with a bachelor's degree or MBA so that you can get promoted, earn a higher salary, and take on more interesting work? Centenary College offers flexible degree programs that are specifically designed to meet the busy schedules of working adults. Convenient one night per week and online classes let you earn your degree in about 2 years. Discover the Centenary College School of Professional Studies at centenarycollege.edu/adult to learn how your dream career can be just a degree away.
Okay, so it's time for the Eric influence here at 91.9 WNTI, and we picked Robert Cray this week. You might wonder, you know, how is Eric Clapton's playing evidence in Robert Cray? Well, he tells the story on several websites. It's kind of a lot to read, so I'm not going to go into all of it. But he was first influenced by the Beatles and Motown and soul music in general. And then he heard John Mayall and the Blues Brothers. Well, then, you know, the Beatles came along a little bit later. And then he started to hear blues stuff, traditional American blues, you know, Otis Rush and stuff like that. But at some point he heard Eric Clapton. And this is how he tells the story. He says, in the 60s, the interviewer said, "Do you remember any of the songs you were learning?" He says, "Yeah, in the 60s, it was like Georgie Girl, depending upon who the teacher was. My first teacher, I didn't know this until later on, when I heard John Mayall's Blues Breakers, that one where Eric's reading a comic on the front. I learned songs off that album in about 65 or 66 when I first started playing guitar. I had a cool teacher." So, I mean, there's other, I don't know, I could read one from a guitar magazine where he says, I really got into guitar players because, first of all, playing, I wasn't really following any one particular guitar player until people like Eric Clapton and Jimi Hendrix became like guitar legends for kids our age at that point. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of interviews where he says these very laudatory things about Eric's playing, but clearly he was an influence. Now, we're going to play two songs that feature Robert Cray, but they also have Eric Clapton playing on them. First one, I've played this before on the show, but it's quite a while ago, and it's actually on one of those little floppy things. Remember those little 5-inch or 7-inch floppy? They were square, you know, discs, I guess you'd call them, or they'd be either 33 or 45 RPM, and you get them in like National Geographic or whatever. Well, Guitar Player in 1987, in May to be exact, released a magazine with a little floppy deal with the song Phone Booth featuring Robert Cray and Eric Clapton. Let's listen to it.
I'm in a phone booth, baby. Number scratched up on the wall. I'm in a phone booth, baby. Number scratched up on the wall. I'm back here in London, yeah. Got no one else to call. I've been walking all day. Old friends I can't find. Heart so cold. Have to buy me some wine. Oh, I'm calling you, baby. Took my very last dime. scratched up on the wall. Yeah, I'm in a phone booth, baby. See your number on the wall. Yes, I do. Well, I'm married with houses. Got no one else to call. Say, call Ben Reader, Ben Reader, Ben Reader. Anytime, day or night. Oh, you know, I'm broken, I'm cold, and I'm lonely, baby. And I hope that you treat me right. I'm in a phone booth, baby, with a cold wind right outside. Yeah, yeah.
.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. Thank you.
You know I've had my share. Christmas, if I ever roll,
Yeah, Eric Clapton and all those guys. Hey, thanks for requesting that, Jim from Phillipsburg. I always love Cream, and I love the Goodbye album, so he gave me a choice of three songs on that, all the live songs, and I picked that one. Sitting on Top of the World, the old Chester Burnett, Howlin' Wolf song from the Goodbye album from Cream. And we started that set off with Phone Booth, a song that was released on a little floppy, one of those little black floppy vinyl doohickey things that you get in a magazine. It was in Guitar Player magazine, May 19, 1987, featured Robert Cray and Eric Clapton on a song, Phone Booth. And then we heard Every Day I Have the Blues, which was the Robert Cray band with B.B. King, Eric Clapton, and Jimmy Vaughn at the Crossroads 2013 show at Madison Square Garden. Hey, this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're going to take a break now and come back with some more music.
Hi, I'm Mike Waterston, host of the Dog Bite Show, heard every Saturday here from noon to 3, where we play funk, punk, jazz, rock, you name it, we play it. So join me. Saturdays again, noon to 3.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Here at 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Historic Blairstown Theater, located on Main Street in Blairstown, New Jersey, presenting live music, classic films, and community events throughout the year. Coming to the Historic Blairstown Theater on February 20th, Backstage Comedy at the HBT. Tickets and information available online at thehbt.com or by phone 908-349-1428.
Does your business or organization have a community event coming up? Want to get the word out to the online community? You can post your event through the community events calendar at WNTI.org. To submit your event, go to WNTI.org and follow the instructions. Within a few days, your event will be seen by the many visitors to the WNTI website. So go to WNTI.org and submit your community event today.
That was Force of Nature from a John Mayall album released in 68, Back to the Roots, where he kind of went back to a lot of the guys that he used to play with, Mick Taylor and Eric Clapton and a whole bunch of other guys, and he put together a double album. And that featured Eric, of course. That's Force of Nature from John Mayall's album, Back to the Roots. And so we're going to tell you about we don't have a lot of time. The trivia question, the answer to it is several answers, actually. The first song we're going to play is going to be our Judy moment, by the way. Tears in Heaven is one of the answers. One record of the year, song of the year, and best pop vocal performance. And the album Unplugged won album of the year and best rock vocal performance male. And then the song Layla won best rock song. So we're going to start out with Layla. But it's from the Unplugged rehearsal, so it's not the dreaded Layla that we've heard too many times on classic rock radio. It's a little bit different. So Layla by Eric Clapton. And the person that got the answer correct was George from Washington, New Jersey. And we also had a correct answer from Gary from Phillipsburg. Thanks, everybody, for calling.
Please, please. I must be strong and carry on, 'cause I know I don't belong here in heaven.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, so that was an answer to the question of the week. And so this is 91.9. This is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault, signing off for the evening. Up next is E-Town with Justin Townes Earl and Sam Baker, and the Achievement Award, Mary Stump, and then Matt O with the Knife Edge.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.